Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. Sarah's here.
I am indeed.
And Chris is here as well.
Yes, I am.
Damn right you are, brother. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's fair to say 2020 has been a crap year. It's stating the bleeding obvious, quite frankly. Due to the pandemic, we've had to go into lockdowns of varying degrees, refrain from seeing loved ones, change our social activities, and even change our working patterns, if we still have work, of course. So today, we're asking, what does your new normal look like in 2020?
My new normal looks like I've just got more time. I've got way more time than I did before. And I'm putting that down to my lack of traveling. I don't need to commute in anywhere, or even you don't get to see people as much apart from those in your local area. So I just feel like I've got a bit more time than I would normally have. And now I am faced with the dilemma of what to do with that time.
I'm sure you're doing really worthwhile stuff, Chris.
I am. It's one of these things that I always wanted more of, and now I've got it. I'm like, oh, I don't really know what to do with that thing. It reminds me of there's an episode in Friends, I think I mentioned before, where Joey goes to live on his own and he says, oh, I wanted some time alone with my thoughts, but I realised that I don't have that many thoughts. And you're kind of, you're just like, oh, I've got the time that I wanted and I don't really want to do the stuff I thought I wanted to do.
I found that I'm quite good at just when I, because I'm the same, I'm working from home full time now. My commute used to be nearly an hour, so I've got an extra like 2 hours a day, and I've just filled it with, on the whole, more of just the same time wasting that I did before.
That's amazing. You think about it, that's 10 hours a week you've got back.
Yeah,
that's a whole working day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was one of the most wonderful expressions I've ever heard was from a man in Kenya when I was over there. And he said, in Europe you have watches, in Africa we have time. And I loved that.
Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah, I mean, I did think to myself, yeah, that's all very nice, mate, but you're an hour and a half late.
Yeah. It's an excuse for tardiness.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. We do have a bit more time. I quite like that. I think that, but the frustration is, you have more time,
yes,
but you can't go and see all your mates.
Yes.
You can't. Well, I mean, again, varying degrees of lockdown, as I said at the start, because there have been occasions when the weather's been nicer over the summer. You know, maybe go to the park or something like that. I mean, Sarah's in Wales. You're in a different situation at this moment in time of recording, mm-hmm. largely to most parts of England. But there have been times where, you know, you could socialise, you could go to the pub, that kind of thing, but it's not been quite the same.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. As you said, like, you've got more time, and the things that you may want to do, seeing your friends, you know, planning holidays, all those sort of things, you just can't do it. So, I know I love to plan. So that's the annoying thing. I'm like, oh, I've got time now where I could plan stuff, but actually I can't do the things that I'm planning because I'm not allowed out. So,
yeah. So that's the new normal then having a lot of time. Yeah, that's definitely true for most people, of course, unless perhaps you're working in the National Health Service. Sarah, a new normal for you in the year 2020?
So I think I have actually got better at having some hobbies. I think before, a lot of my time was seeing people, which I do really miss, and I'm really looking forward to eventually one day getting back to. But in having a bit more time, things like I bought myself a new guitar, which...
there you go.
Yeah, I had... So I learned when I was in school, and I've always been quite rubbish. Like, I'm not very good. But I decided, like, no, I'm going to... That's a thing that's a good thing to spend money on. So I bought myself a new guitar, and I've got some, like, online lessons, which you can sort of work through at your own pace. And you know what? It's been so nice. It's been really, like, fulfilling, because I've always enjoyed, like, I'm not particularly good, but I've always enjoyed playing music, play a few instruments, yeah. And I've done sort of singing.
Bashing out
stuff.
Some Black Sabbath songs.
Oh, that's me. You know me well. But yeah, so that has
what
actually
been lovely. What do you play? Go on then. What are you learning? Because when I learned to play the guitar, it's because basically I loved Oasis, and a lot of their songs are quite simple to play on the guitar.
You know what? I can't play any Oasis.
Oh, come on. No. It's just straightforward chords.
I could probably work... I reckon I could work out a bit of Wonderwall or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been more just like little bits and bobs that I know, like nothing famous.
Ed Sheeran.
Not Ed Sheeran.
No, you're
I don't know
fan.
If I could name an Ed Sheeran song.
Of course you could.
What guitar did you buy?
A acoustic guitar. But actually, I do have a very old electric guitar in the loft somewhere. My parents keep saying to me, you need to get rid of that. You need to sell it or get rid of it somehow. And I'm like, yeah, I will one day. One day.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously,
what they don't know is I'm going to reform the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you sing as well, don't you? You're a choir person.
Yeah. Oh, and that is something. Oh, I missed that. Why are you laughing?
No, it was just the way Chris worded it. You're a choir person.
I am a choir person.
What's the technical term for someone in a choir?
A chorister.
That was it. Yeah. I knew there was a real word.
A choir lass.
You're an acquired person. This is sort of going into the whole idea of having more time, really, isn't it? That you can do more things like that. I mean, I think something that a new normal for a lot of people, I think, at this time has been taking regular walks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Because of the time, it's a good way to fill your time.
Yeah.
I know my local area a lot better now.
Oh, my goodness,
I know all the houses that I'd like to live in. I know all the houses that need a lick of paint and all the houses that could do with a tarting up the front garden.
Do
you put little letters through their letterbox saying, I've noticed that your wall is crumbling and I think that you need to change it or something like that?
No, I stand outside and chant.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Do people join you? Does the crowd start to form and in unison they're all bullying people?
If I put the hours in, that does come. And it's very, very rewarding, I have to say. But yeah, exercising as well. I'm actually, at the first few months of lockdown, like my body was beginning to seize up. I was in a terrible place. My muscles were going, I think we're just going to, you know, wave the white flag and that's us. You don't really need us anymore.
Roll off of the settee? Yeah,
exactly. Whereas now, actually, sort of walking a bit more, having a bit more time exercising and so on. See, playing football, you can in England, you can still play football outdoors, of course. And that's so crucial because that kind of doubles up as social time now as well. That's
good.
The only time you see a kind of group of mates.
Yeah,
so that's
really
been
nice.
That's been
when they take
social.
When they take a corner, you don't get told off for mingling because everyone's waiting for the ball to come in whilst you chat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I tell opposing defenders, you don't mark me. You've got socially distanced.
Yeah, two meters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, socialising has changed. How has your socialising changed, people? How does it? You know, less time in the pub, but more time on the booze, probably, Chris.
Not quite. What's interesting is that we bought a chimenea, you know, like a fire pit with a sort of thing years ago. Yes. Never really used it. But now that people aren't currently allowed in our house, we're, you know, even in sort of October, we're then gathered around a chimney outside. And it feels really nice. You've got the blankets on, hot drinks and stuff like that. And that's something that's quite new just for socializing is just being outdoors a lot more because you have to, because you're not allowed inside with your friends. I've quite enjoyed the fact that I haven't wasted my money on this garden object that I can now use.
You know, there's been a real spike in Google searches for fire pits. And I think it was patio heaters because everyone's just like, oh no, we've all got to spend the winter socializing outdoors. But the thing is, like, I've seen so many articles, you know, of places saying, here's how to still socialize in the cold and have fun. And it's like, the cold's not my problem. It's the rain.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it's the having fun.
Yeah. It's COVID.
I do struggle with that. I do struggle.
Yeah. I mean... I think with the socialising, it was all very well during the summer months.
Mm.
Yeah,
the summer wasn't bad, and actually the build up to summer, you know, you kind of April May was actually quite warm in this country for a change. So that you kind of do that, whereas now we're into deep into October. November is just moments away. It will be interesting to see how we all get on because again, sort of saying, oh, well, we'll meet up outside. Let's go down the park and meet up. Even in the summer, of course, it can be cold in this country and it can rain and so on. But you've got at least half a chance, whereas now it will be interesting how we adapt socially. Are we going to all pile back on Zoom again? Because that was the new normal. The new normal in sort of May time was Zoom quizzes and all that kind of stuff, wasn't it?
Do you feel like you've gone back to being a bit like a teenager where you'd meet your mates in a park and things like that. Mm. As well, when I was a teenager, you didn't really want to hang out in your house because your parents were there. But now it's all this like, let's meet up. So I've even got some friends tonight who are, you know, they're nearly 40 and they're like, oh, I don't want to meet in the park for a beer. And it feels like you're going to go and share a can of White Lightning or something. But I just feel like I've regressed back 20 odd years.
Yeah, well, finding a pub with an outside space and heaters is crucial at this time. I found one in my local area, outside heaters and screens covered area as well, so you can watch the football. That was as busy as it possibly could be on Saturday for some of the live football matches. But that was perfect. So that pub is the new norm for me. Certainly, you know, trying to get somewhere decent to go. Another thing I found that is the new norm is just being informal generally in your appearance and sort of and how you act. My hair was very long. I didn't cut it for about 7 months or something.
I have
like
never
that.
Seen you with hair like that before. That was impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, incredible. I mean, my hair's obviously, it's not exactly short now. But have you found this, Sarah? You know, you've got, Chris, you have a proper job, but it's slightly different to Sarah. He's not as, what would you say, as officious, maybe? Well, I suppose it could be, actually,
not as formal. Definitely I...
Because people are working from home.
Yeah, and I'm not wearing anything like the clothes I would like normally wear. I bought a pair of joggers. I bought my first pair of joggers in about 15 years. My God, I love
apparently
them.
Apparently there's a shortage. There's a short, like, apparently joggers are going through, the sales of joggers are going through the roof.
And also like a sportswear, you know, leggings and that kind of thing. Yeah.
We're turning into a nation of
chavs, you know, say it.
Well, I didn't want to say the word chav because it's a bit, you know, I sort of you know, going down the park drinking lager in sportswear
in my nice zip up Adidas top that you loved.
Man, it's what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
So have you found that, Sarah, even with interactions in your workspace or workplace, that people are less formal? Maybe
I don't know if it's that. Because we've still got some people in our office, and we, when we have our morning meetings, we can kind of see them. So it's quite weird because I'm, you know, in my joggers. Like I'll put a nice top on if I've got to be on camera. But I don't know if it's the people are more relaxed in that sense. If anything, I feel like I'm kind of more focused now that I'm working from home. Yeah, because I actually find hustle and bustle of an office very distracting, whereas now I'm like, I put my music on, I'm in the zone, and I just crack on, which I love. Like, I personally, I love working from home, and I know some people hate it, some people love it, but I'm firmly in the camp of I'm so much more productive now.
Do you find that your interactions with your colleagues are more informal, like Marcus was saying, or is it just pretty much the same anyway?
I think it's, you know, if anything, I wouldn't say the formality of it has changed, but I feel like we chat less, you know, like chit chat, like you always have. Oh, what did you get up to at the weekend? Oh, I did this. How's the, you know, wife or whatever it might be. There's less of that because because we do a lot of it via kind of instant messaging. To type it out, it makes it feel quite, I don't know. It's just, that's not the same, and that is something that I miss actually.
Small talk.
Yeah.
No small talk anymore, is there?
Yeah, just, and you know, you'd have conversations like, oh, found a great pub at the weekend. Oh, I did this. Oh, I did. And like now it's just, oh, have you done that thing? And I love my
sourdough
team. Yeah. I have actually been sharing a lot of recipes. Can I just say my new normal, my goodness, is not buying or ordering pizzas in anymore. I make my own pizza dough now.
Yes, that's the spirit.
If anyone wants it.
Is it thin or is it fluffy?
It's quite thin, but
I like it thin.
Guys, I'm gonna share the recipe. I'll share it on the Twitter feed because honestly, it's a game changer.
You should do a little TikTok video for the fans of you.
Oh my goodness,
that's an interesting thing. So yeah, people, I think cooking from you know, home has been a big thing, but buying everything online, getting food delivered to your door, not necessarily. I mean, some people still go into the supermarket, but that's definitely something that's been happening. We got a milkman now.
Have you?
Yeah, and also that's more environmentally friendly. Glass milk bottles.
Has he got a little electric cart?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, exactly. I think the new norms are actually for some people going back to what the norms were, I don't know, 20 years ago, something like that. I mean, I think I find, though, it's a bit annoying. One of the other new norms is, and this might be a bit over the top, I don't know if people do this, but if you do go to the supermarket, which you, because you still need to, obviously, is washing everything when you get home.
I've
do you bother with that?
Did you stop doing that? At the height of it, I was, because I was quite...
You're not in London currently, though, are you? You're safely tucked away somewhere else.
But that's actually when I was doing it, when I was in Wales, is kind of because I was so worried about my family and that kind of thing. Whereas, we're however
now
many
you're
months
not worried.
In now.
Uh-huh. Nah. Don't care anymore.
You've got to pick your battles now, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm sick of washing all the fruit.
We used to leave our stuff in the garage for a couple of days.
You quarantined and
now I just,
it.
Yeah, now I just open it up straight away and just don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah, plain old COVID roulette.
Speaking of shopping, one of the things that is now the norm, which I really don't like, is clothes shopping. You have to do it all online now. Yeah, I've got quite a weird body shape that I need to try stuff on, because in some places you're a this size and some places you're a that size. So I would always try things on. Whereas now, like, that's like, even the shops that are open.
I was in a shop the other day and I saw a top that I really liked and I went to try it on. I completely forgot. And the guy was like, oh, no, you can't do that. Because I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, of course I can't. Sorry. Yeah. And he went, yeah. He said, but if you buy it, you can return it within 6 days. And I was like, yeah, that is annoying.
What difference does it make?
I was going,
why is that making any sofa? I don't get it.
Yeah, I'd already picked it up with my hands. You know, that was okay. Yeah.
Licked it and smothered it all over your face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I did think to myself, like, that is a bit annoying. If you try it on, you can't try it on in the shop. If I bought it and went back and went, I should have got a large or a medium, whatever.
You could literally take it, like, to your house over the road from the shop, put it on, bring it back, and that's exactly the same thing. But, I get it. I get why they're doing it, but... Oh.
Yeah, well, it's obviously... Yeah, it is frustrating.
Arbitrary.
It is a bit arbitrary. Chris, are you getting used to football without fans? That's a new norm now.
I have Sky Main Event, so I can hear them, although they're not real. So on the main event is when they pump the sounds into the stadium, so it doesn't.
Oh, but it's
feel
totally
bad.
Weird.
I don't do that when I watch the football. I have just the stadium sounds because I think it's with the crowd sounds. I'm a bit like, it's nonsense.
Oh, I can't. I don't like it. It sounds like a training match. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, but
can
it's
you
the
hear
truth,
them all
Chris.
Sort of shouting and stuff?
Yeah, don't they have to keep apologising for swearing or something? Because like the managers and they're all swearing. Is that right?
Really?
Well, yeah, that sometimes I like it though. That is that is what's going on. Okay, yeah. I don't want to live a sheltered life with fake fans and no swearing. Give me the swear words. You know, that's what I think.
You were saying before about relationships. I want to go back to that one. Do you find that you're maybe more intentional about certain relationships and less bothered by other ones? Because we've lost the communal spaces where you bump into kind of acquaintances. So therefore, because you don't see them that much, you don't necessarily think about them, but then you do think about other friends more. So you're like, I missed that friend, so I'm more in touch with people. Or is that just me?
Acquaintances can get lost. Is that what you're saying?
If they're not
cut
in my mind.
Cut the dead weight.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes,
you know,
wait for the chaff. Yeah, no, I'm really good at keeping in touch and making everybody feel special.
Gosh, that's because you got more time. You can do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean, Chris. I miss bumping. Church is a big one. Church is not on. Well, they do open the building, but it's all under regulation and so on. I don't know if they are now. Actually, the new. I don't want to say they're doing something
changing.
When they're very much sticking to the rules. But is it, you know, I'm not going essentially whatever the latest rules are saying. And yeah, I feel it is a bit of a shame that you can't bump into, as you say, those people that maybe you wouldn't give them a call or drop them a line or whatever. So yeah, I see what you mean by that. Yeah.
With things like church, I found the church that Marcus and I go to, they did a really big push at the beginning of lockdown. You know, it was all online and everyone was tuning in, and it felt like, because we were all in it together, that was it was obviously it wasn't the same, but it was quite nice. Whereas now that I think like some people are back in, some people aren't, I just miss seeing people and just being like, oh, hiya, and that's
kind of community essentially, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I think, because you know what, like, we're not built to just stay in our own houses the whole time and only see the people we live with. Like, we are social creature. Even like, I'm quite introverted, but I do miss that kind of just people who I wouldn't necessarily FaceTime or whatever.
Mm.
But I always like bumping into them, saying hi, how you been, that kind of stuff. But I definitely...
I think that's it.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, well, I think that's it. I think that what we've learned is that in this time when we have to self-isolate at various points, you think we really are built for community. And how that plays out is in a different... I think when people hear we're all built for community, they then think that they need to be...
street parties, you know, sort of, and stuff.
Street, yeah, extroverted, yeah. Person putting on a big party for all this. It's like, no. That's just...
Yeah,
there are a million and one ways in how community can play out and how you can fit into the community. You're an individual, but be an individual within a community. And I think that that has been highlighted. You know what it's like? You always want what you don't have. Or, you know, if the government turned round and said, right, we're banning salad and vegetables, I tell you something, if they then reintroduced it, the population would be suddenly more healthy, because hey, don't tell us what to do, we want our salad and vegetables, you know. And so I think with the isolation, that's kind of happened, really, that people have realized, flipping heck, yes, I may not be the most sort of extroverted or the most garish or outgoing, garish is the right word, but outgoing, yeah. Sort of person, but you do need it, you know.
And have you found you've had any sort of existential crisis in terms of like purpose and meaning during this whole time? Like, because I feel very different, and I think it could be connected to being around people, like you were saying. When you're around people, I feel a bit more normal. But when I'm not, and I'm on my own, and I'm fortunate enough to live, you know, I have a wife and a child, so I don't live on my own. But there, I don't know. Like, I definitely in September, I just felt really flat. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just really like, blah. You know, life's fine, but yeah, just feeling flat, and you start to question yourself and life and purpose and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've actually had that conversation with quite a few people in the past few weeks, because I've definitely been feeling that recently. I think, especially because, as you mentioned, Wales is kind of going into a full scale national lockdown at the time we're recording this. And a lot of people just saying, like, what's the point? Like, everything's the same, where like nothing's happening, nothing, like I've got nothing to look forward to and all this stuff. And it's quite easy to get yourself in a bit of a spiral with that, and I've definitely noticed I do it. And I think what I've been trying to do is, firstly, you know, to acknowledge that things do not stay the same, things, you know, will change, we will not be trapped in this situation forever, and also that there are good things coming, even if I, you know, all right, it's not a holiday I've got booked or whatever, but there are going to be good things.
Mm-hmm. So is that how you snap yourself out of it? You have to like kind of talk to yourself, bit of self-talk, like, hey, Sarah, you know it's not going to be forever. You know, you're going to be able to see your friends and plan holidays and stuff.
It's trying to get a bit of perspective. And also, like, I know it sounds a bit cliched, but that thing of taking it day by day, because if I think, oh my goodness, it's going to be like this for the next year, then of course you're going to start getting a bit down in the dumps. But actually, if saying, right, okay, well, what's something good that we can do today? Like, even if it's like, it sounds silly, but things like I've been watching some box sets and stuff like that. Oh, I'm really looking forward to watching an episode of something.
Box sets, that's an old word, isn't it?
I know it's like there's no box anymore, but I think trying to take it day by day. You don't have to get through the next year, you just have to get through the next day, and things will change. But yeah, it's just trying to take that one little moment of going, right, let's just get a bit of perspective, shall we? Come on.
Yeah. Live in the moment. That's the new norm.
Amen, brother.
I think it's having a structure. I was listening to a podcast earlier with a guy called Ed Stafford, who is sort of one of these extreme survival guys. I think he's the first man to walk the Amazon, although not on the Amazon, it's a river and only Jesus could do that, but to walk along it. But it's interesting. I think he was on an island for 2 months on his own, and again, he's just like this kind of isolation and loneliness kind of starts to really weigh heavily on him. And he just said the only way he could get through it was by having structure for his day. So he'd literally wake up and make himself some sort of drink, and then he'd give himself 2 hours to build his shelter and then to do these things. And he had to have this structure in his day. And as you said, Sarah, it was like, it was day by day. He couldn't think, oh my gosh, I'm on my own with no one for two more months. So I'm listening to that, I was like, oh, maybe I should just have structure. Like, I know what I'm going to do during the day, but actually try and stick into a structure, which one would do if you worked, you know, not from home anymore. So, yeah,
it's interesting as well. Because I mean, you know, I've been so fortunate that my job has been safe during all this. But, you know, for people who've been on furlough, where suddenly your structure is taken away and, you know, it's all very stressful. And I was chatting to a friend of mine who was on furlough for ages. And she said that she found it was one, her parents' old, it was just a book of local walks. And she made that her thing of like, I'm going to go for a walk every day the weather's nice, and I'm going to like work my way through this book of walks. So it's, you know, that's, it's not a massive thing, and it obviously doesn't take up the whole day or anything, but just as a like to have some goals, I thought that was brilliant. I really like that. And also, you know, good for your health, your physical health as well as your mental health.
Yeah, I think one of the new norms that I've very much enjoyed is being able to get a seat at rush hour on the London Underground. You know, I've appreciated that greatly.
Yeah, without one of those fake badges.
He's got a whole drawer full of those.
Yeah, he does.
I'm pregnant, piss off.
Baby on board.
Exactly. Oh dearie me. Well there we are. Let's hope that that we're constantly learning and finding new norms that can enrich our lives in this year and into next year, because this will carry on into next year.
But take it day
hopefully,
by day.
Yes, take it day by day. Hopefully no other years will be as bad as this one in terms of pandemics and lockdowns and so on and so forth. But there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers. We're on social media, Instagram and Twittergram at AQQAPod. And do email us, show@AQQAPod.com is the email address where you can ask us some questions that you'd like us to tackle. But until next week, my dears, thank you very much, Chris.
Laters.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thanks, Mike.
And thank you, good people.